Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us right now, Joan Gable, president of the University of Minnesota. President Gable, at what point in the courtship period after you'd accepted the job did you get your first heads up about a guy named Sid Hartman who would become calling at some point?
Well, I was pretty sure I heard about him before I even applied for the job. He's pretty high on the list, so right away, there's no question.
Well, yeah, he's it's amazing. All the presidents of the University of Minnesota has gone back with. They all become close personal friends at one time or another. Let's just talk a little bit non-Sid for just a minute. You had to make a big decision during the week about shutting down, what do I would say, in person or a regular classes going online. How difficult did that decision? How was it difficult to make? And how's the implementation of that rolling out?
It was a difficult decision to make, and it's quite a thing to implement, but what I will say, especially as a new arriver into this community, is that people have absolutely stepped up and, you know, put whatever concerns they had aside for the greater good, keep everybody safe and healthy. And so we're moving through it. It's happening.
You know, somebody said to me, what happens in the dorms? How about what happens with residences? Are they going to close? Have they closed? I was afraid. I just don't know the answer to that.
What we've done, so our students are actually on spring break right now, which would have been ending on Monday. We extended it to Wednesday. And what we told students is, if you can go home or wherever you feel safest, go home. It's better there. Do your online classes from home. But for some of our students, their most secure place is on campus, and we didn't want them to be any more vulnerable than this situation already makes them. So we've told them they can come back.
And what was the timetable that was attached to the shutdown or online? Is it for the entire is it next couple of weeks, or is it longer than that?
Right now, we're in a 2-week rolling analysis. So it will start Wednesday, which is when spring break now ends, and we have it set to go to the end of the month with 1 week analysis. So everyone will have 7 days of notice for any change that we make. The way things are going, it's very possible it would go beyond the initial first couple of weeks, but we're not going to push that deadline out until the evidence gives us the reason to do so.
Yeah, then if I may, one final sports-related question. Obviously, the sure. major enterprise over there, and we're going to have Mark Coyle on a little bit later to talk to us. The performance, obviously, the football team, a great job as president coming in and 9 in a row. I think that was unprecedented. But there's concern down the line with these huge television contracts that have been feeding the Big Ten Network and other sources that become a lot of the backbone of the funding of the athletic department. At the Big Ten level, now with Kevin Warren, who's also going to be on with us in the next hour, is that something you guys talk about? Because, you know, with people cutting the cable, obviously it's an area of major concern.
Yes, it is something that we talk about. The Big Ten Network leadership and the relationship of the Big Ten to its network is excellent. And thoughtful, strategic, looking around corners. So what you're describing is something that everyone in every conference, certainly the ones that have relationships and ability to distribute over television the way that we do and the kind of draw that we do. And so then the question is, how do you get clever? Because people are still watching. It's just a question of making sure that you capture that interest in a way that makes sense for everybody involved.
Well, we appreciate taking time out from your schedule to join us this morning. We're having a little trouble with Sid's headset here, but we will definitely make sure that he knows that on behalf of the University of Minnesota, you conveyed. Sid, do you want to say something to President Gable? Looks like we're good here. Go ahead.
What do you think of Kevin Warren so far?
Oh, all right. What do you
Well, first, before I answer that question, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. He's fabulous. He's obviously a good friend of ours. We've known him, all of us, for a long time now. He has the best interests of students top of mind, but he also has a real business sense, and the intersection of those two things is exactly what we need going forward, inheriting a tremendous legacy from literally a generation of leadership from Jim Delaney and really taking us to the next level.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.